I'm confused, I'm dismayed, and I'm annoyed too. While out scouting at locations for a forthcoming episode of The Bald Explorer, my friend and fellow researcher Jimmy and I found ourselves in a cemetery. This is not very unusual for history enthusiasts like us. It's always interesting to read the names of those that have passed before us and on occasions attempt to find out more about them from the old post office directories and town listings. The reason we were in this particular graveyard in Petworth in West Sussex was to see a curious oblong-shaped wall that resembled the remains of a mortuary chapel. We'd been scanning the satellite photographs, freely available on the internet, while comparing them to old maps from the 19th century to see what had changed over the years, and this had struck as interesting. We wondered what the story was behind the chapel and why was there only the rectangular wall of its footings left. We marked it down as one of the things to check out the next time we popped over to the old rural market town for further research. As it happened, it wasn't what we thought. Nothing unusual there, but the mystery deepened. Looking at the low walls and the small, square, rusty holes sunk into them, we could see that this was a very grand, enclosed grave, probably a large family affair. Unfortunately, there was no name or anything discernible to read and had been abandoned long ago. At one time, iron railings would have surrounded it, and at the east end we deduced had been a pair of gates. The recess for the hinges could clearly be observed. No doubt the railings and the gates had been removed in the 1940s as part of the wartime requirement for metal, and these historic relics might well have been used to build parts of tanks, planes or weapons. But who could this site have been for, we wondered. But then that evening I met Lee Lawson, author of a book about the Petworth Emigration Committee, which in the early 19th century, with the approval and help of George O'Brien Wyndham, the 3rd Earl of Egremont and effectively Lord of Petworth, sent 1,800 of the poorest members of the community in and around Petworth and other parts of Sussex to Canada for a fresh start and a new life. She informed me that this family grave was indeed his, and like me was appalled at the state in which the people of Petworth had allowed it to become. It may be 175 years since his death, but you would think that the upkeep of a small area for the memory of his name wouldn't be too much to ask, considering all he did to put Petworth on the map, and now bring a not insignificant tourist trade.